Hot Business on Hot 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
The Financial Intelligence Center has ordered three banks to freeze all the accounts of the controversial Contracts for Difference trading platform, Bankso. The FIC believes the company is, in its words, a criminal enterprise designed to defraud innocent members of the public. MoneyWeb editor Rake van Niekerk has been in the trenches on the story for some time. And Rake, firstly, can you explain what a CFD trading platform like Bankso does and why is it so controversial?
It's a very complex investment, if you can call it that, platform. And any individual who uses or wants to trade in CFDs need to know about the risks. Now, you don't, if for example, you would invest or trade in a CFD linked to gold, you don't actually invest in gold. You take a bet that the price of gold may move in the short term, say from $2,600 to $2,605. It can be very, very short term, sometimes minutes. And then when it moves in the right direction, you can make a lot of money, a lot more than what you invested because it's leveraged. But if the price goes against you, you can lose a lot more money than you wagered. And it's very, very risky investment, options.
So that's the background. What then are the main concerns that have been raised by the Financial Sector Conduct Authority as far as this organization is concerned?
Well, Bankso, let me just go back and tell you who and what Bankso is. Now, there are many CFD platforms around the world aimed at experienced traders. Now, they opened a platform in South Africa around 2022, and they try to onboard clients. Of course, they need clients to make money. And then the controversial part starts. They started to advertise, or let me rephrase that, a company called Immediate Matrix, which we don't know if it is related to Bankso or not. They deny it strongly. They published those fake ads on social media that Elon Musk, he has developed this AI bot and it can turn an initial investment of 4,700 Rand into a monthly return of 300,000 Rand. Click here. And then when you click and you register.
Luring in the gullible, yeah.
Absolute clickbait. And when you click, and I've done this about 7 or 8 times, it takes seconds and a Bankso agent phones you and say, listen, sign up. And they try to get you to invest the first 4,700 Rand.
And Rake, it's a hard sell they come at you with.
Well, you believe you are going to be in the hands of Elon Musk or Johan Rupert or Patrice Motsepe, and that's your mindset. Mm. And 4,700 Rand for many people is not a lot of money. But then after you've invested, the party starts because they become very, very aggressive and ask you to put in more money and a lot more money than 4,700 Rand. I've got in my inbox this morning two people who've lost over 1 million Rand each because every time you put in money and you lose it, they tell you, listen, don't worry, just put in more money and we will then make up your losses.
So it's the sales then becomes almost a form of harassment, is what you're saying.
Well, they exploit the naive is maybe a better way to do it because you're so invested. If you've lost a 500,000 Rand and they tell you, listen, put in another 200,000 and we're going to make back your or recover your 500,000, then, people believe that that could happen.
In South Africa, Rake, how many people have fallen for this?
We don't know, but I think it's a significant number. I spoke to many former employees over the past 9 months, and they claim that sometimes they get over 2,000 clients a month, which is significant. And in court papers regarding the FIC's application to freeze or defense of an interdict application from Bankso to have the accounts unfreezed, Bankso acknowledged they have over 7,300 active clients. No, that is may suggest that they have had many, many more over the past 2 years.
So we've had the freezing of these accounts now. What does the FIC say about this operation? How is it describing Bankso?
They describe it that they have reason to believe that Bankso is a criminal enterprise created to exploit and take money from the naive public. It is a very, very well-run business, and it's very, very focused on extracting money from these people. And they do it through a regulated environment. Remember, Bankso is registered with the FSCA, and they have the necessary licenses to operate. But, you know, I'm yet to meet one single individual who claimed that they have made money on this platform, while more than 200 people have contacted me, and they have collectively lost more than 110 million rand.
And not only is it a registered entity, but also has a high profile presence through sponsorship.
Yes, they sponsor our UFC champion Dricus du Plessis and Bafana Bafana, and it's a high profile company. They've done a lot of marketing.
So Bankso, of course, denying that it's a criminal enterprise. It claims as well, Rick, to have refunded investors. What do we know about that reply or those claims that it's made?
Yeah, in court papers, they've strongly denied any wrongdoing. They issued a statement yesterday stating they cooperated with the investigation by the FSCA, and they will continue to cooperate. But they emphasize that their license has only been provisionally withdrawn. But the narrative remains the same. They deny any wrongdoing. They believe they have the licenses, and they continue to claim innocence.
So there's a trading license then, if I'm understanding that has been suspended. What are the immediate consequences for the company, and perhaps more importantly to clients, many of whom I'm assuming you have spoken to and have recorded their stories?
Well, the stories that are coming through are heartbreaking. You know, there are people who are looking after disabled children who have been defrauded, and the individual who was defrauded battled to pay for this disabled child, and they wanted to just supplement the income in some way for these to get money to look after the child. Now, in the financial world, and any responsible platform needs to do a needs analysis. They need to say, listen, is this platform the right one for you? Now, obviously, somebody who's putting in savings to augment payments to support a disabled child should not invest in CFDs or any risky investment at all. Yet Bankso took money from that individual and many other individuals who've put in their life savings, sold their houses, remortgaged their houses to try and make money from this. And they do not do that analysis at all. And I think that is a transgression of their trading license from this get-go.
You've been working this story, and this is a final question, for a long time. What is the next step, and what's been the reaction to the work that you've done? I'm assuming that you've probably got a lawyer's letter or two.
Yeah, well, that's par for the course. But this is a complicated, company, and it slots in within a regulated environment, which is also complicated. Listen, the FSCA investigated this company for 9 months, more than 9 months, and it took them a long time to act. And now action has been taken. Their bank accounts have been frozen, and the asset forfeiture unit has and also pounced, and around 90 million rand, I believe, remained in the accounts. I don't know what's going to happen with that, but it's definitely evident that the authorities believe it's a criminal enterprise. Investigations need to follow. So hopefully something will happen. My inbox, I think this morning I've had about 20 emails from people who have claimed they've lost money, and elderly people. So I think this will, as it's being uncovered, the extent of this operation will become a lot more clear.
Rek van Niekerk, Moneyweb editor, thank you very much.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and Moneyweb.